Tamworth, 595 kilometres north of Sydney, is the heart and soul of Australian country music. This dispute over refugees from Sudan threatens to overshadow the annual festival that starts here later this week. The city council insists that it can't cope with any more Sudanese migrants. Refugees already here, like 23-year-old Henry Tombeck, say they've suffered racial abuse in Tamworth. Tombeck says he rarely ventures into the city centre after he was assaulted in what he says was an unprovoked racist attack.
Like last time I went to the club, that was the pub in the town. I was just walking and then he just come and punched me in the face. And then I thought like, man, you're drunk, just go. And then he came again. From that day, I didn't even go to the town, even just go do shopping.
The council's decision to reject more Sudanese is supported by many of Tamworth's residents. A recent survey has suggested that 3 out of 4 of the city's 45,000 citizens agree that the refugee resettlement program should be blocked. There are strongly held views among some of those living on the same street as Henry Tombeck and his Sudanese compatriots.
I just don't like them, mate. That's all I'm going to say.
What do they do that you don't like?
I don't like the noise for a start. The way they're going even night, they go here at 3 or 4 o'clock in the bloody morning. We've been here for bloody many years, mate. We don't want them things here.
If they don't know what our laws and what our culture is like and they're just plonked here, they're going to react as they would in their own country, which is totally different to the Australian way of life.
Tamworth's mayor said recently that the Sudanese were responsible for a mini crime wave, even though the police have disputed that claim. The refugees also deny allegations that they're troublemakers.
Some people say, like, here we in Tamworth we're causing trouble. How? How are we going to do that? From work to home, home to work, how are we going to cause trouble to people? Some people look at us like, because we're black, I don't know, main reason, you know, because we're black. You know, we got many people from different backgrounds, you know. We got Muslim people, we got Lebanese, Iraqis. Why just come, like, pick on us? Why?
Not everyone in Tamworth objects to the refugees, and the issue has become extremely contentious here. After much negative publicity, the city council is now in damage control mode. Officials are saying it's not a question of criminality or race, but simply one of resources. They argue that new migrants would need expert trauma counselling, legal assistance and translators, services that Tamworth either doesn't have or can't afford. The city's deputy mayor is Phil Betts, who says criticism of the council is not justified.
A lot of it has been ill-founded. It really has. It's about looking after the community at large, not just Tamworth community, to make sure that these programs are identified as being workable and sustainable.
To what extent is this a racist town?
Not a racist town at all. It's a multicultural town.
In the 1920s, two developments had a profound influence on the future of Australian country music. The introduction of radio in 1923, and the spread of the phonograph.
Tamworth is gearing up for the carnival that's made it Australia's most famous musical city. One of the festival's founding fathers is Max Ellis, who believes the refugee debate is damaging the city's reputation.
We're very much about Australian country music, and Australian country music has always been about mateships and helping other people. For one group to be singled out, I think most Tamworth people are really offended by what's happened and don't believe that it's indicative of what we're like as a community.
And there are those like Anglican Minister Ken Fenton, who believes this part of the Australian outback will be enriched if more refugees are encouraged to come.
We don't know how incredibly immersed in things we are, in material things. We're absolutely swamped by it. You get someone from another culture where they don't have anything, and that can really change your perspective. And I don't know what Sudanese food's like. I don't know whether we're going to have great cafes, you know, eat here at the Sudanese cafeteria. But there's no question that interaction between people across different value systems can be very productive.
Australia is resettling more refugees from Sudan under official humanitarian programs than from any other country, including Iraq and Afghanistan. More than 3,700 Sudanese arrived last year, out of a total refugee intake of 14,000. Allowing them to make new lives in Australia is one thing. Encouraging a conservative and sometimes hostile population to accept them is apparently something far more challenging. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Tamworth, Australia.